It's time for the most comprehensive sports talk show on the air, The Sports Attack. Now, live from New York, here's your host, Bob Black.
Well, that would be me. Welcome back to The Attack. Bob Black here on The Sports Attack, as requested. 1-800-878-PLAY, 1-800-878-7529. It's toll-free telephone number of The Attack, and, it's what we do. It's fun. It's really true. It is fun. Who wouldn't like to be doing this? Unless you're shy, and that's all right. You can, there's other means within the media to go about doing your business. And, we have a good time, but ultimately it's all about you. We only get you for a certain period of time during the day, sometimes longer than others. But for most people, this in-between holiday week is a mix of taking time off and returning gifts and doing a little work and sometimes working from home and all the various different circumstances that you do when you're approaching the new year, which I unbelievably isn't. It's on Monday. Oh, my God. We have fun, We have fun. We really do. And hope you have fun along the ride as well. You can get us in so many ways. It's unbelievable. Our various different affiliates all around the country. So many cities, we can't even name them. And you throw on top of that the various different platforms that are available. iHeart, TuneIn, Stitcher, the whole nine. That's pretty cool. And then, with all the devices and just the miniaturization of communications. Literally, you can hear us on a watch. Plug in your earbuds, and there we are. I mean, who would have thought that? Now, around the world, American Forces Radio Network, if you're listening right now in the Middle East, if you're in Okinawa, you're in Germany, doesn't really matter. We love you guys and girls. You protect us each and every day. Can't tell you how much we thank you. So if you see somebody on the street in a uni, take the time. Thank them. They'll appreciate it. Let's tap out right there. We'll be back right after this.
If you're one of the millions of Americans who can't work because of a serious injury or illness, you may be eligible for disability benefits from Social Security. Receiving benefits is your right. It doesn't matter if you've applied before and the government has said no. Let the experienced attorneys at Bill Gordon & Associates help you get the Social Security disability you deserve. Their team of attorneys have been fighting for benefits for people just like you for over 20 years. And best of all, there's no fee until you receive your benefits. There are many conditions that make you eligible, including some you may not even be aware of. So if you're disabled and unable to work, call Bill Gordon & Associates today for your free no-obligation consultation. See if you qualify for the Social Security benefits you need and deserve. 800-443-4996. 800-443-4996. That's 800-443-4996.
Are you an inventor who would like to try to have an invention or idea patented and submitted to companies? But you don't know what to do next? Call for free information from InventHelp. InventHelp, a leading inventor service company, has been helping inventors since 1984 and has sales offices located in more than 60 cities nationwide. You'll want to talk to the company that has helped secure more than 7,000 invention patents. So call InventHelp. Even if you have an idea for improving an existing product and don't know where to go with it, you'll still want to call InventHelp for free information. You'll find out how InventHelp may assist you in trying to patent your invention and submit it to companies. So call now.
Call InventHelp at 1-800-316-1738. That's 1-800-316-1738. Get your free information by dialing 1-800-316-1738. That's 1-800-316-1738. 1-800-316-1738.
The sun can make your outdoor deck and patio space so hot and uncomfortable you can't use it. But now there's the Sunsetter Retractable Awning. A Sunsetter Retractable Awning opens and closes in just 60 seconds, and it keeps your patio about 20 degrees cooler. It provides instant shade and protection from the sun's harmful rays. You can get your Sunsetter for as little as $5.99 when you call now to get your special $200 discount certificate and free awning idea kit. You're going to love your Sunsetter Retractable Awning. Sunsetter awnings are assembled in America and guaranteed to last. So call 800-692-0268 now to get a free awning idea kit with DVD plus your $200 Sunsetter discount certificate. This is a limited time offer, so call 800-692-0268. That's 800-692-0268 for your free awning idea kit with DVD and $200 discount certificate. There's no obligation, so call 800-692-0268 now.
Now, more of the Sports Attack with Bob Black.
You're back with the Attack. Bob Black, Senator Roberto out on the coast. Big plans for New Year's, Robert? Well, you got to show up the next day just like me, so probably not. USC, Ohio State, as I said, we'll give you a little preview here. You know, again, two teams, and I like the Trojans in this. I actually think Ohio State's the better football team, but Urban Meyer's teams, for whatever reason, they have a hard time getting up for these kind of games. And they didn't make the Final Four. Many people thought they would. Their resume was certainly better than Alabama's. But we'll see. Frankly, my reason for this is thus. USC has a better quarterback. And JT Barrett played really well down the stretch. I mean, there's no denying that. And he came up big when it mattered. But he's just not as good a quarterback, especially throwing the football. Now, running the football, yes, better. But Donald has a big level of athleticism as well. And if he is going to make this his last game, he's got a lot of motivation. You know, we'll see. It's an interesting contrast because these are traditionally two big physical teams. They're not going to be a whole, there'll be some, but not a whole lot of spread. More from the Ohio State side. But you'll also see a lot of traditional pro sets on both sides as well. And we'll see how it plays out. You know, like I said, I love the way they describe Barrett now. Veteran quarterback JT Barrett, which translates into you ain't playing on Sundays. You know, Ronald Jones II is an incredible running back that nobody knows about. The offense scores a lot of points. Fun game. I mean, if you're home tonight, It's worth watching. It truly is. And I guarantee, you know, I'm saying it's going to be a close game. I don't think it's going to be one of those one team doesn't show up. I know that kind of contradicts what I was saying in the last segment, but in reality, I think maybe that's the way it's going to play out. Working our way into the National Football League, or the No Fun League, as we like to say. Now, I mean, again, how far do you go? But this is pretty good. The bowl season itself, I got to say, it's been pretty good this year. And I know that it's difficult to get into all the whys and wherefores and all that kind of good stuff. But, you know, when you have good matchups, and we're now in the time of good matchups, you know, it's worth watching. Saturday games, too. Yeah, you got Louisville against Mississippi State. You know why you have to watch Louisville. Lamar Jackson's going to, I'm telling you, he's going to be a really good pro. He is what Marcus Mariota isn't. Bigger arm, excuse me, bigger arm, just as mobile. Precise. Better this year than he was last year, and he won the Heisman. And he makes plays with his legs. Now, he doesn't want to end up with broken legs, so they're not going to go down the road of running him all the time from the quarterback position. But if you're playing a little bit more of an open game, he's going to do some really good things for you. You know, Nick Fitzgerald is okay. Louisville should take this game. The only problem that they have is unfortunately, their defense is not up to snuff this year, but I don't think Mississippi State has an answer for Lamar Jackson. And there's a number of things going on here. You know, Dan Mullen goes to Florida. Joe Moorhead's coming in. He's not running the bowl game. Greg Knox is running it. And, oh, Nick Fitzgerald is out. That's right. I forgot about that. So now it's Catan Thompson, who they know nothing about. But he's kind of Lamar Jackson light. Now, the only thing, and this is an interesting storyline below it. Todd Grantham, who is Mississippi State's defensive coordinator, was Louisville's defensive coordinator last year. Now, the defense he put in place is going to be run. He's not coaching the defense. See if you can follow all this. And Louisville, who has suffered defensively this year after he left, because they brought in a new coordinator who put in his own system, and it didn't play particularly well. And the current Louisville Cardinal defensive coordinator is Peter Sermon, who was at Mississippi State last year. You got all that? What it comes down to is this. The best quarterback and the best player on the field is Lamar, and they're going to win the football game. And Louisville isn't ranked right now. You know, this is the old Tax Slayer Bowl in Jacksonville. It'll be a little cool. Actually, it's not going to be sweltering down there. Yeah. But I do like Louisville in this game. Memphis at Iowa State in the Liberty Bowl. It's a home game. You know, I mean, what do? Memphis has given up 4. They're ranked 20th in the country. Iowa State had a good year for Iowa State, 7-5. They got a darn good coach down there. Mike Norvell's team, you know, he went in, followed Justin Fuente. He'll be gone after next year, more than likely. See, again, if I'm Memphis, I'm reaching out to the Big 12. Bring us in. Make us part of this conference. Find one other team somewhere, but bring us in. Put us in a major conference. You do that, we're not going to be losing coaches. The momentum that's been established will remain. Memphis was 10-2 this year. You know, and here's motivation, right? You're playing Iowa State, who's had a bit of a revival. And you've got a quarterback in Ferguson, who was monster this year. He's a good player. Senior. Looks the part as well. He's going to get a look from somebody. 36 touchdowns, 9 interceptions. I don't care what program you played in, you're going to get a look. But if you're looking to sell your team and perhaps move up into a premier conference, well, then guess what? Here's your opportunity. Whoop up on a team in that conference. Take care of your business. It's going to be cold, 35 degrees in Memphis. You know, it's a hometown bowl game. That's a Saturday game worth watching right there. Iowa State got healthy again because they were all ragged out at the end of the year. You know, should be a good one. Liberty Bowl usually is a good game for whatever reason, but this one's worth watching this year. A little intriguing storylines. Let's tap out right there. When we come back, a little more bowl coverage before we move on to the National Football League. I am Black. You are not. Do not go anywhere.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy price. Again, get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 877-663-7126 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 877-663-7126 to take your call now. Call 877-663-7126. That's 877-663-7126. Again, 877-663-7126.
Nobody wants to get ripped off, broken into, or robbed, but nobody wants to pay a lot of money to have their home protected either.
I've got an offer to tell you about to provide home security for your home for a simple rate as low as $19.99 a month. For real, with no installation or equipment charges. And this is from a company rated number one by a leading consumer research company. According to the facts, most of you won't even call unless there's a burglary in your neighborhood or something bad happened. So let's give you a reason. Save money. For as low as $19.99 a month with no other costs, you can get your home secured. Plus, get a lifetime equipment replacement warranty. You need protection for your home. Call the Home Security Hotline right now.
Call 800-587-4281. 800-587-4281. 800-587-4281. Call now. That's 800-587-4281.
If you are age 85 or younger, call to learn more about final expense plans from a licensed agent in the Angel Care Network. The average funeral now costs over $10,000. Are you at risk of leaving loved ones to help pay your debts? A final expense policy for seniors can pay up to $30,000 for funeral and other final expenses. You don't need a medical exam, and you can have lifetime coverage, and the policy cannot be canceled. To receive free information about final expense plans from a licensed agent in the Angel Care Network, call now. You'll also receive information about a free prescription discount card just for calling in. Agents are standing by.
Call 800-508-5774. 800-508-5774. 800-508-5774. Call now. That's 800-508-5774.
Boom. I actually saw them at Las Vegas at the Andre Agassi charity event the same weekend that Roy was mauled by the tiger. And it was the first time they'd played together in, I don't know, 10 years or something like that. They were actually pretty good. I was surprised because I wasn't a huge fan watching them. Welcome back to the attack. We've got all kinds of fun bowl stuff happening. as we've been talking about. And he's talking about Iowa State and Memphis. Another good matchup, Washington and Penn State. Penn State, you know, again, a bit of a disappointing season. 10-2. They were national title hopeful. Didn't whip play out that way. Trace McSorley, Saquon Barkley. Going up against Browning and Washington. I mean, I like Washington. I like their philosophy of football. I truly do. they're not going to win this game. They just don't have enough offense. Franklin will have them ready. Two really good coaches. But Saquon's going to go out with a bang. And I just don't see Washington having enough talent. You know, now, one thing that they have going for them, they're playing on the old blue turf. You know. That'll be fun. No, I'm sorry. That's wrong. They're down in Glendale for this one. Looking at the other game. Again, the Penn State has a lot of history down here. It's their last national championship. Chris Peterson has history there. That was the game they beat Oklahoma in. That got Boise State a lot of recognition. Both these teams were in the top 10. Penn State was as high as number 2 at one point. Washington as high as number 5. Good game. Barkley's leaving. McSorley's probably not. And Jake Browning is wrapping up his career. So, should be fun. I do like Penn State. And like I said, this is where you start to get the big boy pants on. Penn State ranked number 9. Washington ranked number 11. And the Orange Bowl on December 30th. Last biggie. Wisconsin, 12-1, number 6. You know, it should have been, it's a shoulda, woulda, coulda. They don't get good enough quarterback play, is what it comes down to. And in most instances, they're just not as athletic enough in the big games. They're incredibly well coached. And they move the football. And boy, do they move the football. You know, again, you hear about all these players and all these guys that run, produce stats. Have you heard of Jonathan Taylor? Only 1,800 yards this year. So if you're wondering, yeah, they can run the football a little bit. Miami's strength is defense. I mean, Rozier was good this year, but their strength is defense. The question is whether or not Wisconsin has enough speed. And for the 20 turnovers that Miami got, Wisconsin had 26. 6 players earned first or second team Big Ten defensive honors. And a number of these guys are going to be playing on Sundays. Malik Rozier struggled down a stretch when they lost to Pittsburgh and to Clemson. Doesn't have his 2 best receivers. It's a Wisconsin game to win. Let's put it that way. And then when you throw into the fact that, you know, the coaches is not he's just not a great coach to me. The advantage that Miami has is that it's they're going to have to stop him on the ground. That's what they're going to look to do. Alex Hornibrook threw a lot of picks. He's more of a game manager than anything else. That's what they want him to do. And we'll see how it plays out. But like I said, this is Wisconsin's game to win. And doing it, well, you know, remains to be seen. But again, it's a big time, two big time programs going up against one another. And a nice way to cap it off on Saturday night on ESPN. Nothing on Sunday. And then we start getting into the fun stuff on New Year's Day, which is why I'm doing a show. We got Michigan and South Carolina, Central Florida and Auburn, Notre Dame and LSU, UGA and Oklahoma at 5 o'clock, and then Bama and Clemson to cap it off at 8:45. So it'll be fun. Season will be over for everybody except the final two at that point, and they'll play the following week. But it'll be a good time. Most of these matchups are pretty good. I think the Auburn-UCF matchup is going to be extraordinary. Notre Dame-LSU should be a lot of fun, too. A lot of turmoil in LSU land. Shocking. But we'll see. We'll see. They're good matchups. They're fun matchups. So we'll find out. Heading to the NFL, because we got some previewing to do. Only going to click on the relative games, really. Packers and the Lions, not much there. Big question whether or not Jim Caldwell is on his way out. It remains to be seen. Technically, they're still around, but realistically, not so much. I don't think. I think they were, yeah, maybe they were eliminated. No, they're still around, technically. So, we'll see. Now, Cowboys are gone. No, Lions are gone, too. That's right. They're done. All right. So, yeah, now it's Atlanta and Seattle. That's it. So, not really worth previewing again. Quarterback's out, legitimately so, and Caldwell's fighting for his job. Colts and the Texans, two coaches that are on the hot seat. Same deal. I mean, Pagano's a goner. There's no question about that. But the rumblings are starting about O'Brien. He doesn't get along with Rick Smith. And we're going to find out. McNair's very patient. When they had their quarterback in Deshaun Watson, they were pretty good. But here's a team right now, 4-11. I mean, they've plummeted. I think they'll beat the Colts because the Colts really suck. And, you know, win one for Chucky isn't in the vocabulary, I don't think. Bears and the Vikings. Vikings, you know, 12-3. Just keep Case healthy. It's really what it comes down to. And John Fox will be coaching his last game in Chicago. You know, you think about what's happened to this team. And I mean the Vikings. Sam Bradford down, Dalvin Cook down. And here they are with the second best record in the NFC. Jeez, that's pretty good. It's pretty good. And Mike Zimmer's a hell of a good coach. I questioned his logic when he put the pressure back on Case Keenum. You know, now that we got Teddy back, you know, you better show. Yeah, okay. Man, if he would have pulled the plug on that, oh my goodness. And Chicago is turning really into one of the more unstable franchises around. I mean, for a place that never fired a coach, although the owner was the coach for a long time, you know. Mark Trestman back in 2014 finished 5-11, and he got the boot. They bring in Fox. They have no talent, and he's going to get the boot. Chicago, not a great place to be coaching football right now. You know, but somebody will take the job because, hey, it's a job. 5-10 Jets against the Patriots. Patriots have nothing to play for. Jets, I don't know if they're playing for Todd Bowles' job or not, but rumor around New York has it that maybe they are. To me, you know, like I said, I've done a 180 on him. They play hard. They got rid of the dead wood. Bring him back one more year and find him a quarterback. Let's find out what the guy can do. Let's tap out right there. We'll be back right after this short timeout on Black or Not. Don't go anywhere.
If your wiper blades are worn and streaking, stop by O'Reilly Auto Parts and save $8 instantly on a pair of Trico Force wiper blades. Improve visibility and save money with Trico Force wiper blades. Plus, take advantage of O'Reilly Auto Parts' free wiper blade installation. O'Reilly Auto Parts, better parts, better prices every day. Limits apply. See store for details.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
It has been said that everyone has a book in them. But do you have the time or the ability to write your book? Maybe you picked up some skills or had a life experience that you want to pass on in the form of a book to help others. Maybe you want to leave an autobiography for your family. Or maybe you've built a successful business and you want to share your story. At Dorrance Publishing Company, we have professional writers who can help turn your book idea into a finished manuscript quickly and affordably. A Dorrance ghostwriter can provide as much or as little help as you need to complete your book. You'll work directly with your ghostwriter to finish your book faster than you ever could on your own. It's easy to become a published author. Call Dorrance now to learn more.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. Call right now. That number is 800-485-6003.
Want to fly somewhere? Looking for cheap flights or cheap tickets? Then call. That's right. Call the low-cost airline travel hotline now for prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. Low-cost airlines has all kinds of cheap travel deals. Fly domestically and save up to 75%. You can even fly internationally and save even more. Yes, fly anywhere in the world and save a lot of money on your plane tickets. We'll even save you money with cheap travel deals on hotels, rental cars, even complete travel packages. So don't book your tickets until you call us first for the absolute cheapest prices on U.S. and international airline tickets and hotels. Call right now for prices so low they can't be published. Travel experts are here 24/7 to help.
800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. That's 800-754-4531.
Pooldog.com is the best place to buy billiard supplies online. In addition to having the guaranteed lowest prices and the largest selection of pool cues and accessories in the industry, Pooldog also provides unsurpassed customer service with free shipping on orders over $99, including to APOs, and a 60-day satisfaction guarantee. And be sure to use the code SPORTS at checkout for a 5% discount on your order. Give them a call at 866-843-3249 and sign up for a free catalog or go to pooldog.com. That's pooldog.com.
Welcome back to The Attack. Bob Black, Senor Roberto, out on the coast. And back to the National Football League. Like I said, Foxy will be coaching his last game in Chicago and Minnesota. And just keep your quarterback healthy. He won't play long. I mean, sometimes they even announce the starter game. They don't want to upset the betting lines. Jets and Patriots, as I talked about, Todd Bowles. Redskins and the Giants. Finally, Davis Webb is going to be active. And, you know, we'll find out whether the Mercurial Daniel Snyder is going to get rid of his head football coach. Giants are looking for theirs. They got Dave Gettleman, and we'll get into that right now as part of the preview. You know, the Eli Apple's suspended. Landon Collins called him out, but he's out of the game. And they're just all decimated in the secondary. Washington's going to win the game to get to 500. Whether that's enough to save the job of Gruden remains to be seen. You know, they keep saying Eli's in decline, and obviously being in New York, I watch a lot of football. I don't see it. I mean, I don't. I'm seeing the same passes. He still, you know, was usually high with his passes. That's always been his flaw as a quarterback. He doesn't throw great football. He gets it there accurately, but he doesn't throw great football. And I've seen nothing that has shown me that anything's off the arm or anything along those lines. He just doesn't have blocking, and he doesn't have wide receivers. That's difficult for a quarterback. You know, in what direction they go in the draft, because they're going to be the number two pick, remains to be seen. Now, if you're looking to replace Eli, which is entirely possible, they're going to take a hit cap-wise. So that there is an issue. And, you know, they bring in Gettleman. He built that Panther team that got to the Super Bowl. I mean, he knows personnel. And he certainly knows the Giants organization and the way they want to do things. Allegedly, he was hard to deal with the agents. Whereas Jerry Reese was able to bring in high-ticket free agents. I don't know if Gettleman has that capacity. He's also 66 years old. So are they grooming somebody within the organization? We'll find that out. Rumor has it that that's exactly why he was brought in. But we'll see. You know, you can't argue with what happened in Carolina. You know, now, Jerry Richardson didn't like the way that he treated Steve Smith, D'Angelo Williams, and Josh Norman. First of all, Norman's way overrated. And, you know, it's a business, man. Steve Smith, D'Angelo Williams, they were at the end of the road. Relatively speaking, they both played, you know, two more years, but they weren't not for the money that they wanted. Now, Kevin Abrams is the interim GM, and they don't know that he's quite ready for the job, so they want him to sit behind Gettleman. And figure out, you know, how to do the job and probably just hand it off to him smoothly. Next stop, find a coach. Now, I mean, I don't... They went the hot coordinator route. I don't know that that's going to happen again. I don't know that they go retread with somebody like John Fox, who's going to be unemployed. There's going to be a number of guys unemployed that theoretically they could look at. The only one out of the group, if it ends up going in that direction and it turns out to be O'Brien, yeah, him I look at. But other than that, we'll see who they target. And, you know, here in New York, the papers were all, oh, we're going to get Nick Saban. We're going to get, you know. Oh, yeah, no, you're not. No, you're not. That is just flat out not going to happen. So, yeah, we'll see. But the expected move by the Giants, and again, after Dorsey went to Cleveland, I was wondering how long they were going to wait in order to get this done, and finally they pulled the trigger, and it needed to happen. They got to get things up and going. They can't move at the glacier-like speed that the Giants usually do. Cowboys and Eagles, Cowboys eliminated. Head coach will be back. Dez Bryant, maybe yes, maybe no. You know, Dak has been okay this year. He protects the ball, you know, it for the most part. -21 and -13 this year is not great. Touchdowns to interceptions. And as I said, you could see it last year in the games that they lost to the Giants. There's a way to get to him. And considering he doesn't have an in-sync relationship with his wide receiver, Dez Bryant, who is his big play guy, who could go up top and make plays, it's something they're going to have to address in the offseason when they make the decision as to whether to keep Dez or not. And Dez was making 12 and a half. And they're going to try to move him. I don't know that that's going to happen. They got other issues they need to deal with, specifically on defense. Continue to go. Just keep drafting defensive players till you find a unit that makes it work. And you will be fine. Browns and the Steelers. Big Ben, I don't even think he's going to play. So you get Landry Jones, who is always beatable. It would be some nice for them to get one win. You know, I'm going to pick them. God, I'm an evil man. I am going to pick them to win, as I do each and every week. I mean, you think about who they've lost this year. Joe Thomas out, who's going to make a decision after the season's over as to whether or not he's going to come back. And I hope he does. I don't want to see him go out this way. Jamie Collins and Emmanuel Ogbah. So, we'll see. You know, their issues, and they've lost some close games. I mean, they've been blown out a lot too, but they've lost some close games. They have 11 takeaways and 39 giveaways. That will lose you a lot of football games. The thing that they're going to have going for them next year, when they get everybody back, is they got a terrific defensive coordinator in Greg Williams, and the onus is going to be on Hugh Jackson to get this thing in gear. He's going to get his quarterback. There's not going to be a learning curve. I mean, there will be, but it's not going to be watching on the bench. It ain't going to happen. 425, Panthers and the Falcons. Panthers are in. Falcons are trying to get there in Atlanta. Panthers are pretty much locked in. Where the seed is remains to be determined, but they're not, you know, they're a wild card. So, no home game. Scoreboard watching. You know, they moved this game. This was one of the games that got moved because of the potential of the race. You know, they're still in it with New Orleans. New Orleans could lose. So, I get it. The way they can get the first round by Carolina, they got to beat Atlanta. New Orleans has to lose or tie Tampa Bay. And the Rams have to lose to San Francisco. And Minnesota has to lose to Chicago. Well, New Orleans ain't going to lose to Tampa Bay. The Rams could lose to San Francisco because Jimmy G's playing some pretty darn good football. And they got to beat Atlanta. So let's put it this way. Climbing up this cliff. They could get it done. Falcons lost to New Orleans last week, so they can't get the title, but they can still get in the playoffs. Just win, baby. Just win. So there's motivation. And there'll be scoreboard watching. I mean, if New Orleans takes care of its business, or they're blown out, or you know, whatever the circumstances are. You know, again, because they play the Buccaneers. They don't want anybody tossing in the towel, is basically what it comes down to. So there'll be a lot of scoreboard watching, and I like the fact, and the coaches can complain about this all they want, but I like the fact that the NFL has the ability to shift these games where Carolina, Atlanta is not playing at 1 o'clock so that New Orleans knows what's going on and vice versa. Titans are involved. I mean, I like what they're doing here with the shiftable schedule because it keeps everybody playing. Yeah, and hey, you run the risk of injury in every single game. So if it goes down that way for one of the premier players, so be it. Chiefs and the Broncos, you know, Pat Mahomes is going to get the start. That's all you need to know. I want to see this kid. And because they've said he's lighting it up in practice. He's the backup, and practice is practice. But I want to see this kid on the field. Of course, chances are pretty good he's going to be under center next year. Niners and the Rams, as we talked about. Rams want to be taken seriously, just squash them. Jimmy G hasn't lost a game as a starter yet. This would be a good time to give him his first. Bills and the Dolphins. Bills got something to play for. Chargers are getting in, maybe. Seahawks certainly have something to play for. Yeah, there's reason to play, reason to watch. Saints, take care of your business against the Buccaneers. Loosey-goosey, nothing to play for. Kirk, probably out the door. So we'll see. Let's tap out right there. We'll come back. We'll wrap it up right after this brief timeout.
Do you use the blue pill to charge your sex life? Have you been thinking about trying the blue pill? What if we can promise you the same results for less than $3 a pill? If you're paying $20 a pill for the other pills, you're getting taken to the cleaners. Our pill delivers the exact same results for less than $3. We'll do the math for you. You'll save more than $16 a pill for the same results. Want more? We'll give you 40 blue pills or 40 yellow pills for $99 and add 4 more pills free. You save more than $500. You don't have to be a rocket scientist to know what to do next. You need to call and get your 44 pills for just $99. Stop overpaying for the other blue pills. Call us and start saving a ton of money for the exact same results. Ordering is fast and easy with your pills delivered to your door in a non-marked package. 800-223-0992. 800-223-0992. 800-223-0992. That's 800-223-0992.
Rebuild or replace transmission, $3,200. Anti-lock brake system, $1,000. Rebuild or replace engine, $2,400. Truth is, once your manufacturer's warranty runs out, it's all on you. Every last cent. Get protection for covered repairs with a vehicle service contract from Toco Warranty. Unlike other companies, with Toco, there's no down payment, and the monthly payments are really affordable. Not sure how long you're keeping your car? At Toco, you can pay as you go. Keep your hard-earned cash and call Toco Warranty right now at 800-222-2313 to save big money on covered auto repairs. Prices vary by vehicle, but for about the cost of a tank of gas per month, a Toco plan has your back on on expensive covered car repairs. Monthly payments are very affordable. Get your free quote now. Call Toco at 800-222-2313. That's 800-222-2313. 800-222-2313. Cancellation fee may apply. Subject to eligibility. Not available in Missouri and Washington. Waiting period and deductible apply. Coverage provided and administered by Warren Tech Corporation or its affiliates. Not affiliated with any manufacturer or dealership. Visit TocoWarranty.com for complete terms and conditions.
Hi, I'm Dr. Robert Clapper, Chief of Orthopedic Surgery at Cedars-Sinai Medical Group in Los Angeles, California. Dedicated to your health, your life, and your sports. As a weekend warrior, you know about sports injuries and pain. Exercise is an important element in keeping your body's core in good shape to minimize sports injuries. But when you are in pain, there is one product that I recommend to my patients, and that is Blue Goo Gel. Blue Goo consists of a proprietary formula developed specifically for the treatment of inflammation and general muscle aches and strains. I recommend Blue Goo for my patients coping with hip and knee pain before surgery, especially bursitis and tendonitis. Give Blue Goo a try. Call 1-888-330-0123 and you'll receive a one-week supply of Blue Goo absolutely free. The makers of Blue Goo are even paying the shipping. The number again is 1-888-330-0123. If you want more information on Blue Goo, visit online at www.dothegoo.com.
Now available at select Big Five stores near you.
Now, more of the Sports Attack with Bob Black.
Welcome back to the Attack. I'm Bob Black. Senator Roberto out on the West Coast wrapping it up here. And as we get ready to go into the weekend, the New Year's weekend as well, everybody be safe, be careful, you know, use your brains. That's that lump 3 feet above your ass. So, you know, make sure you pay attention to it. I saved this for James Harden. Can't have two officials in a professional game. He had two offensive fouls blown against him in the loss last night to the Celtics up in Boston. Mark Lindsay hurt his back before the game. And Tony Brothers and Gediminas Petratis ended up being the two refs. Now, I hate to fill you in, James, but back in the good old days, they had two refs for a long time. It's okay. The refs know their job. You know, frankly, I think the three ref thing is a little overrated. I think they blow more fouls than they probably should. But they've been doing it for a while now, and that's okay. But, you know, relax. That's not why you lost the game yesterday. You lost the game because your team collapsed down the stretch. They called the offensive fouls. Frankly, I didn't think they were all that questionable. You know, you had a big game. Came up a little short at the end. Happens. Boston still wheeling and dealing. Good team. Let's tap out right there. Hope you enjoyed it. We'll be back on Monday. New Year's. Yeah, it'll be New Year's. Gosh. Can't wait. 2018 right around the corner. Ah. Don't go anywhere. There's more programming here on the network. Enjoy the rest of your day.